Sure, yeah. Front row here, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Cal, you were eavesdropping there, but you heard me. What I asked Coach Day. It just seemed like a beat behind occasionally, and like on the deep ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. was just a little bit late recognizing whatever. What did you get sorted out, I guess, as the game went on?
Yeah, I thought Coach Day did a good job today, giving the opportunity to kind of get in that rhythm. Obviously, early on, I feel like, missed some opportunities or, saw just a second late. So that's, nobody else but myself. And that's just the area I have to continue to grow on and, continue to find ways to start fast. Because, if we could replicate what we did in the second half, but just do that in the first half, I think that's a completely different game. And a lot of that starts with me. So
were they showing something a little bit different, though, than you expected? Or was it just...
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it was anything that they were doing. I think a lot of that, the looks that we got out there were what we were expecting. Obviously, you still have to go out and play football and go through your reads and whatnot. But at the same time, I think I just got to be better, start fast. Because if we can get up, and put a few touchdowns on the board early, that momentum is going to carry us through the entire game.
Over to the left, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com, and then Jeff Gilbert, Press Pros.
Kyle, you guys have thrived for so many years on offensive balance, the run and the pass game working together. Until the running game gets going more, do you think this offense can be everything that it needs and wants to be this season?
I think that's part of playing football. If they're going to try to take away the run, I think we have to do a good job passing the ball, and vice versa. If they want to play us, with high safeties and, bail those linebackers out of there the moment they think it's a pass, then we got to be able to run the ball. There's been points this year where we weren't throwing the ball great and the running game picked us up, and then there's points where we weren't running the ball great and I think we picked it up while throwing. But I think, obviously, there's room for improvement there. Just need to continue to grow. I think this offense is no doubt at its best, and we have both of those departments going.
Okay, I'm gonna give the Marvin Harrison group a last call right now for questions, because we're gonna get Sonny Styles in there. Over here to the right, Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now on SI.
A two-part question. First of all, how much do you feel the wind affected your deep ball throw to Marvin and to Julian, if at all? And the second part is about tempo. It feels like in the second half, when you were running tempo, things were rhythmic and smooth and quick and reactive. Are you more comfortable in tempo?
Yeah. To answer your first question, I think the biggest thing with the deep ball is just seeing it early. And then getting a good pre-snap look and giving myself an idea of what I'm going to do with the ball pre-snap. That way I can get those balls out, just a hair quicker and hit them on the run. And then as far as tempo goes, I think it depends on the week. Obviously, there are some weeks where you want to control the ball and control the clock. But this wasn't really one of those weeks, and we knew on offense, they were going to throw the ball too, they were going to go tempo too, so it wasn't one of those things where, we had to try to get the perfect look on every single play. So I think all the guys with the plays we call when we do go tempo are comfortable with them, and we're able to get rolling there a little bit. And, sometimes that's what you need in, slow start type of games, ugly games like this, get some tempo going. Even if you're not hitting big plays, just that rhythm, I feel like, kind of gets us, moving down the field a little bit on offense.
Okay, we're going to pause it. Hey, if we could keep it down in the back a little bit. Sonny Styles, if you don't mind taking the empty table in the back, we've got Sonny.
Congrats.
Okay, we're going to start to wrap it up for Cade Stover in the back, because I've got JT Tuimoloau that's going to go up there, continuing with Kyle McCord right here. Jeff Gilbert, Press Pros.
Kyle, when offenses are clicking, it feels like, they're calling better plays, figuring out what the defense is doing more. Was there anything to the second half in that, or did you just execute better and take advantage?
We just executed better. I feel like there are definitely opportunities for us in the first half to go score. It wasn't anything that, we didn't expect for the most part. And it wasn't anything that, I think the coaches could have done better. I feel like, as offense and as a quarterback of the offense, I feel like we need to take the initiative and, regardless of what they call, make it work. And we didn't quite do that in the first half. And then the second half, I felt like we did do that. We executed when the opportunities presented itself, and that's huge. Especially when you get down to the red zone, scoring touchdowns instead of field goals, because that's, a four-point swing right there. So I wouldn't say it was the play calling. I would say it's just execution that we need to continue to improve upon.
Two plays that were huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Katie, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we've got JT Tuimoloa at the back now, and we're continuing with Kyle McCord. Over to the right here, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Kyle, everybody we talk to talks about how you're the same person no matter what's going on. Your demeanor never changes. Is that a developed trait? Is that something you've always done? And I guess, how does that, you know, really rally or keep an offense kind of settled in moments where you guys weren't playing very well early on?
Yeah, I think that's always kind of been my personality. Just cool, calm, collected, but I think there's definitely a balance to it. I think at times you need to be that kind of fiery leader and light a fire under the guys, get them going. But then, you know, when things don't look great and, you know, we're kind of spinning our tires a little bit, then, you know, be that calling voice, be like, all right, we're good. You know, we just need to stick to what we do and, you know, get this thing rolling.
Who's got it over here? Oh, Katie Capusta, Spectrum News.
Hey, Kyle. Coach talked about how poised this team is, so kind of going off of this last question, but how important is it to stay poised after that first half? Not only you, but specifically this team. It seems like such a maturity aspect.
You're talking about the first half, how we stay like calm after that first half? Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to start fast and not put yourself in that position. But today, obviously, that wasn't the case. We didn't, you know, have a fast start, and you know, the game was just tied going into halftime. And I think that is a credit to a lot of the older guys like Kate Stover, you know, on the offense. Just, you know, like I just said, I think he was fiery at times when we needed to get going, and then I think other times, you know, it was like we're good, you know, and we just need to get the ball back and just take a deep breath. And so I think that's the leaders, and you know, I try to do that myself as well. And you know, I think when you have a good amount of guys all preaching that same message, I think it just calms everybody down and reminds me there's a lot of football left to be played. There's no reason to panic. You know, we just need to go out there and do our thing.
We're going to do about four more questions for Kyle. Over to the right, Michael Cohen, Fox Sports.
Kyle, I'm not sure what the final number was, but with a couple minutes left in the game, you had targeted Marvin on about 51, 52% of your throws today. I'm sure you'll throw it to him as many times as he's open, but is there also a balancing act between knowing you have a weapon like that and then also trying to get everybody else involved as best you can?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of that is dependent on what the defense does. You know, in weeks prior, we've seen Marvin get doubled, and you know, you have to go to other guys, and so his stats that week might have not looked great. But other guys obviously got more touches, got more yards, touchdowns, whatever. And then today, a few times, I think they tried to double him or, you know, give him a little more attention. But you know, if there's a one-on-one opportunity with Marvin, I don't care who's guarding him. I like Marvin 10 times out of 10. So I think a lot of it is just what kind of the defense decides they want to do.
Over to the left, Andy Backstrom, Letterman Row.
Kyle, you've proven to be an accurate quarterback here, but early game, the last couple of games, you've had a little bit of time to get into it. What can you kind of diagnose with those accuracy issues, and is that just something that is nerves? Is it something else with reading the defense? What would you say it is?
Yeah, obviously that's probably the biggest area I'm going to try to focus on for next week, is just starting fast and getting to that rhythm. Not trying to overthink, you know, plays. And, you know, I feel like sometimes, especially early on, you want to make come to. And if a shot's there, take it. Don't force it. If, you know, they drop out of there, you got to take something underneath. Be fine with that and just kind of get into the flow of the game. And then I think once you do that, you know, everything kind of slows down a tick. And so I think the biggest thing is just coming out next week and being focused in on starting fast.
Last couple questions for Kyle. Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Kyle, Marvin described his ankle being good enough from throwing him the ball. How does his good enough look to you?
Yeah, I mean, his good enough to me looked really good during the week. Obviously, you know, not a great looking injury from last week, but I think the bye week definitely helped, gave him some time to recover, and then I think he gained a lot of confidence in practice this week, going full speed again. And you know, I could tell by Tuesday he was going to be 100% or close to that by game time.
And hey, folks at the back, we need to start wrapping up with JT and with Sonny. And final question for Kyle, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Kyle. We're here. I apologize if you've been asked something similar, but you had the kind of coming-of-age drive against Notre Dame, and then things were pretty shaky early on before you turned it on, the team turned it on. What did you learn about yourself today? Anything you can take for the future?
Yeah, I think obviously you know, personally speaking as myself and then as offense, just starting faster, I think has to be a point of emphasis this week. And, you know, not trying to, you know, kind of feel your way into the game, just come out swinging. I think that has to be a point of emphasis for us this week. But at the same time, as crazy as it may sound, I think, you know, things like that are almost good for us in the long run. You know, we know if we're in a tie game at halftime, you know, not to panic and just to continue to stick to our fundamentals, stick to our rules, and eventually, you know, something's going to pop. And, you know, that's what happened. I mean, even in the second half when they went down and scored, nobody panicked. Nobody was freaking out. We knew exactly what we needed to do, and that was get the ball down and score. And once we got that little bit of momentum, just keep it rolling in the second half. But I think the biggest thing, just, you know, talking for myself and the offense, is just starting fast.
Great. Kyle, thank you so much.
Thank you.